This is the national public broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader. The following lecture, titled Responsibility, a Crucial Concern for a People Pursuing Business Establishment, was recorded Wednesday, March the 11th, the year 2001, at Prince George Community College in Largo, Maryland. The lecturer is Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader.
Let's come closer to home now. Closer to home. We mentioned the global market. And what I said to you is that the global market welcomes all people. All people. It welcomes all people. You're not discriminated against. You're not going to be discriminated against. You're going to meet some individuals that will dislike you because of you, or dislike you because of your identity with your people, or your religion. You're going to meet, that's going to happen forever. People are not going to be angels, they're not going to be perfect. But they're not that many. Why worry about those people? There are too many others to deal with that have no problem and welcome you. The only thing they see is another human being. And they are in the great numbers, not those people who still walk minded. So don't let that hold you back. The global market is open to all of us. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted us to go outside of the United States and have interest, business interest, in other countries. It was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad who brought products from South America, Peru, the Whiting Agent G, Chinaware from China, some leather goods from Pakistan, some coffee from Africa, and many other things. We realize that under the leadership of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, we have an effort going again that's a national and international effort, really, to improve the material state of our lives. Not doing it selfishly. We want our Christian neighborhood to benefit from our presence in a Christian neighborhood. We want the town that we live in to benefit from our productive presence in that town. The state, the whole country, we are not selfish. We are for humanity. Allah has freed us for humanity and has ordered us to be of service to all humanity. God has taught us that. The Muhammad, the Prophet, stated it in his own words. Khayrukum man yas'al nas. The best and most useful of you is the one who is most useful to humanity, to all people. To all people. So we know where we are today. And we know that we were like a baby, like a human germ, a human seed, life germ, planted in the body of a woman and developing to one day be out of the small confines of her body and take its place in the world of mankind. The nation of Islam was like the body of a woman, and a germ was put in there to produce a new black man and a new black woman, sister. And it lived and it survived. And on the ninth hour, it was delivered into the world to take its place among the people of the world, mankind. Yes, that's what has happened. And we are now determined to do our best in our lifetime to realize our most as God-fearing people, looking to make not only a spiritual contribution, but a material contribution that will live many generations after we are gone, and I hope until the day that this world brought to an end. I hope that we will not slow down or give up, but pass our interest on to our children as it was passed on to me from my mother and father and you all, and plan to live on this earth for as long as this earth lives. or as scripture says, for long as the earth abides. That's what I hope you do. If you have that kind of boldness, if you have that kind of faith in yourself, you are going to catch up, not with that ketchup sauce. You can't catch up with that. You're going to catch up, yes, and begin to surpass others. It's destined to happen. Why? Because you have been emptied more than any other people on this earth. As Africans from Africa, we were brought here and emptied more than any other people that existed on this earth. What I mean empty? I mean empty. What we had in our heads, empty. What we had in our hearts, empty. What we had in our souls, empty. In our spirits, empty. And we were left as empty vessels. The slaves of the white people owned us. And then something started to happen. The empty vessel says, I realize I'm empty, but I don't think this is what God wants for me. And no matter what the white master say, I don't believe that God wants this bad situation for me. The moment he or she started to think that way, life started to come into that empty vessel. The life that belongs to the vessel. And over the period of time, Frederick Douglass, all of those great women too, Harriet Tubman and all, and many others, in my time, Benjamin May, and many others, Dr. Martin Luther King, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, putting something in that vessel, helping get something in that vessel. And at the same time, there were people bigger than Malcolm, people bigger than W.D. Muhammad, that was already feeding on the universe and thinking on what God wants for me, and that this world is wrong. God didn't want this for me. This is an evil thing that has put this into the world. They were thinking that way and pouring the life in. The life that belonged to the vessel was coming in. And most of those, when they saw a leader representing them, they joined them. Whether that leader was Frederick Douglass, or whether that leader was Booker T. Washington, or Marcus Garvey, or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or Dr. Martin Luther King, those who were actually bigger sometimes than their leaders joined those leaders. And they looked up to those leaders because those leaders were bigger in terms of their voice. Their voice was bigger. Their voice could reach more people. Their voice was reaching more people. So many times, people bigger than their leaders were looking up to their leaders and applauding their leaders. He's representing me. We got some people right here, right now, on this floor, sitting in this audience, that's bigger than you, Imam, that think you're so big. Yes, they have more sense, and they have more vision, and they have more faith. Yes, but you don't think the leader's always bigger than everybody he's talking to. Do you think William Clinton, Bill Clinton, do you think he was bigger in intellect and bigger than all the people of the United States? He's president of the United States. Praise be to Allah. So I recognize that I have my equals in the audience, and maybe I might have my superior in the audience. But God chose me. Of circumstances that my mother and father were put in when they met this W.D. Perron, and the circumstances that I was put in when my father labored to create the nation, or to build the nation of Islam. I was put in that circumstance in 1933, October 30th. This baby was born, and he was not born damaged by the white world. He was born in a new world of his parents, and taught by his parents and by the leaders of that new world positive things about himself. I don't know what it is to have an inferiority complex. My world didn't give me that. Isn't that wonderful? See why God told me? I don't have any inferiority complex. I don't know how big you are or how much you've done. I believe I can start working at it, and I'll rise up to your height. And that's what we're going to do. We're determined to do that. Getting back closer to us now, we have CPC, Collective Purchasing Council. I think it's a gift from Allah. I have others with us who think the same now. They have said the same thing to me. I think it's a gift from Allah, the Almighty God, the God of the heavens and earth. I think it's a gift from Him, that concept. It permits us to do business and not be hurt by each other. It permits us to not have to go to court if one of us get in trouble. All of us won't go to court. Only that one will go to court. And maybe all of us can, if he's innocent or she's innocent, maybe all of us can help him so they won't go to jail. I won't lose too much. So it's a beautiful situation, Collective Purchasing Conference. And it says, I shared it with a white man, European American, that was on the plane with me, sitting to my right. He just had an interest, I guess, because he felt that the guy next to him was not an ordinary Negro, not an ordinary black man. He could just feel that from my spirit. From my soul, he could feel that, I think. So he asked me, he said, what brings you to, what's taking you to Washington, D.C.? And I told him. And after I told him in a couple of minutes, I explained to him what CPC is all about. He said, that's very good. So I said, it's in the hands of God-fearing people. He looked at me, he didn't say anything. But he looked at his eyes and said something. And his eyes said, oh, this is really serious. A black businessman saying, the business is in the hands of God-fearing people. That's serious. Very nice man. When I was getting ready to get off the plane, he said, have a nice day. And God is my witness, if it could have been recorded, the recorder would have recorded his words and my words occurring at the same time, the same instant. He said, have a nice day. And I was saying at the same time, have a nice day. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Now, we have a chance again to get vitamin H&G. We're buying vitamin H&G from a supplier, a big supplier. We get it at a good price. But we know that fighting H&G, that fighting exists in many waters, not only in South America, but exists in other places too. And we intend to get it, as the Elijah Muhammad was able to get it with you, with us, in the days of the Nation of Islam. We're going to get it directly from the fishermen. Directly from the fishermen, to bring that price way down again like we had it. But this time, we won't make the mistake that we did before of threatening the market and making them organize to come against us and bring the prices down way below cost to drive us out of the market. We are sophisticated more now. We are more sophisticated as business people, as business thinkers. So we're not going to make that mistake. I don't believe in it. I said it economics before I came to you all to be a leader. I said it because I had opportunity to in jail, had nothing but time, and two big volumes on the economics of American society. Government economics and the private sector. Macroeconomics. So I studied the volumes. I read both the volumes before leaving the prison. And I did it. I said, well, I should take advantage this time so that maybe some of this that I'm learning will benefit my father and the Nation of Islam when I return to them. That's why I did it. And now I find it paying off big. I'm not intimidated by this world. I want you to know that. And for you who don't know what intimidated mean I'm not made frail and weak. Frail and weak. I'm strong and not afraid. Okay? All right. not growing younger. I'll be 68 in October. October 3rd, I'll be 68 years old. And I know I'm not growing younger. But with the spirit that I have, I'll carry this body until it's dust almost. So I'm not checking out until you check in. Praise be to God. I've been telling the brothers around me for several years. I'm getting ready to close now. For several years, I've been telling the brothers around me, because I'm sure they've told you about the setup, the concept, collective church and conference, and how we want the distributors to work. I believe they've already told you this, but since I'm now looking at this picture, I'm motivated to tell you, let's not be selfish. We can't make it if we're selfish. We won't make it. Let's rejoice in the accomplishments of each other, and Allah will love us. Like a beautiful family, where mama and daddy love each other, respect each other, and they have passed that on to the children, and the members of the family all love each other and respect each other. And when one achieves, all the family members are happy. Not some little brother jealous of his brother, or some little sister jealous of her sister or her brother. That destroys the family. Yes. So Allah wants us to be the best of families, the Ummatul Islam. He wants us to be the best Ummatul Islam, the best of families. So let us rejoice in the achievements of each other. And don't you know that gives your life a fulfillment that makes everything much better for you? It just makes the whole life look much better for you. When you start looking at others' achievements, at others' progress, as a threat to you, but you start seeing it as a compliment to us, all of us, and you start cheering them. A new happiness comes into you, a new happiness you realize. Oh, it's such a much better, it's a beautiful life. And one of the worst of sins is envy and jealousy. In religion, one of the worst of sins. And lying, telling a lie, is one of the worst sins in religion. Now, I lie a lot. But only for humor, joking. And I never, some of my lies are so beautiful the way I control them. It tempts me to tell the president is a lie, but I have to. It's a lie. Oh, don't take me seriously now. That was not true. But many times I wish I said, oh, I wish I could have told it just like I'm fabricating. We love each other, don't we? Sometimes two lovers, male and female, they believe each other, there's something inside of them. Both of them have a problem. One may be too shy and the other one too bold. And they never really tell each other they love each other until they kiss hell on top of hell on seven layers of it. And then they look at each other and say, I don't think I ever told you, but I love you. I love you, girl. Us up so bad. I love you. Please, I love you. Forgive me for not saying it a long time ago. I love you. And I loved you then with a powerful love. But now God has brought us to where we want to tell each other we love each other. And that's the time that we are coming into the new life that Allah wants us in. Yes, it's coming back to us after losing it. We used to love each other in 1940. I was back there. We loved each other in 1950. We loved each other. For most of the 60s, we loved each other. But by the 70s, Lord, have mercy. I had to go to scripture to understand it. I read the Bible says, destroy this house. Destroy this temple. And I'll restore it in 3 days. I said, yeah, that's just in December. In December. It's destroyed. Now we got to see him restored in 3 days. 3 long days. Like the days of the Lord. The temple is restored. Thank Allah. The temple is restored. The temple that God created for human beings to live in, this body of the black man, is restored. And it's not an empty vessel anymore. We have 33 distributors in my clothing, and distributorship that we have in Chicago area is Comtrust. Because of the trust the people have in me and my access to your funds, your investment funds, we're able to fund these operations. So it's not because I'm better than you or better in business than you, but better situated than you, that Comtrust is developing very beautifully and very fastly. In fact, we're already looking at the Detroit area, where we have some powerful investors and also some good resourceful people in business. We're looking at the possibility of, soon as this facility reaching its capacity, we're going to put another one up just like it, that it will be overseen by us, but by the people in the Detroit directly. They'll be responsible for it. And I have faith in them, they're going to make it a ginormous success. It'll be another big success. Now, this contrast that I'm speaking to you on now, right now, it's just in the developmental, the beginning stages of its development. It can do wonders, but only with your business people personally, and your imams, your school head. When you're purchasing, you should ask us for a price list to see if you can save and get the same quality or better that you will get locally by ordering from us. Now, I know you've heard that we can't ship across state lines. Somebody starts preaching that in the community. Maybe not here, but I know it has been broadcast in other places, if not here, that we cannot ship across state lines. So that will stop you from ordering from us. Two questions. Can we ship across state lines? No. It's against the law for Comtrust to ship across state lines. But you can hire any transportation company you want to take your product from us and bring it to you. We have Brother Elamine, Khalid Elamine, who worked for the Nation of Islam. He was driving trucks then, back then. We supported him in business, and he has stayed in business. He's a very good brother, very good community brother. He ships for much less than what UPS, Federal Express, would ship for. He's much less. And he's a brother. He's a real brother. So if he knows a brother on areas, the struggling brother or struggling area, and it's in his route, he may charge you a little nothing to bring your product from us to you. Whether you're in New York, Florida, wherever you are, he may charge you a little nothing. But be a brother toward him, too. And if you've got the money and you'll pay UPS, why not pay him? He's going to have to do the same job for you, but charge you less. So don't try to get over on any another brother or another sister. Don't have that spirit in you. Don't have that desire in your heart. Allah won't help us if we're like that. And believe me, I'm counting firstly on Allah's help, because it's Allah's help that has brought us to this point. And it will be Allah's help that will carry us to the end of this vision that we have. And we are going to make it, inshallah. We're not depending solely on the Muslim market, but I want you to make sacrifices. Nothing big comes to any people without sacrifices. God says you have what you strive for. That's what God says. You will have what you strive for, and your striving will produce, manifest, it will show it. It will show itself, it will prove itself, produce, it will make you manifest. You will see it. That's what God says. And so we are not going to have anything big without us making big sacrifices. I know it's convenient for you to continue your habit of shopping for delicate deli meats and products from regular shop and get them, and getting your meat cuts and whatever from regular shopping. We hope to have rice, dry staple food, brought in from Bangladesh and other places and from America. We will shop and buy as a wise buyer. And we will have those products in the stores. We got store space right now. We got plenty space to grow where we are, where we're located, in Markham, Illinois. Plenty of room to grow. We have land right now. We can actually put up another facility just like the one we have. The same size, right on the land we have right now. We have space for that. So we have room to grow. So let's go for the maximum. And let's discipline ourselves like we are at war with vicious adversaries. Like we're at war with a vicious enemy. And let me tell you, nothing is more vicious than a pea-brained Negro. And some of them are working against us right now. Right now, they're listening to me and trying to see how they can counter the effects of what I'm doing. Right now, you have one or two. They ain't let us meet without being here. We have one or two right in here right now, straight in their brains, to see how they're going to nullify or make neutral or non-existent the effect that I'm making right now on you. Just for communicating with you and sharing what we want with you. What you and I want. What we want. That's the way it is. Okay, so we know we got that opposition. So let us show them that we are warriors. We are warriors. We're going to wage a mighty jihad. And jihad means just what it says, struggle. So the temptation is there to buy this. The temptation was there for me to buy some cabbage. I wanted cabbage. I was in the market, in the convenience, right in the jewel. And I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. We got cabbage here. Come to. So I left it. I'm a soldier. I was made a soldier by the fruit of his mouth. Firstly, by my father's boy. I was made a soldier. Then a soldier by the fruit of his mouth. I was a junior fruit that drilled and became so good, they let me lead the drill. I was a drill master. Yes, calling cadence. Did very well. Then I joined the senior fruit. I was a senior fruit. My first number was 58. 58. Not 48, 58. I lost the plantation when I joined. 58, that was my number, never forget it. And the brother that gave it to me, and he said something with his eyes. He said, I can't let me get my number. He said, 58. And Brother John Hassan, he never called me Wallace like the rest of them did. He would look at me in my eye, W.D. I was a young man. I couldn't understand, you know. I just thought he liked calling me W.D. But now that I'm a grown man and have been thinking, I look back on that, he was one of Allah's angels that Allah had placed to remind me that you are somebody special, and that name W.D. is not ordinary. Oh, yes. Okay. So I'm asking you to trust me like I trust you. And I trust you with our future. I won't be around. I'm going to die. I trust you with our future. The future of my children, their grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to come. I'm trusting you all with my future, my life, and my future. And as long as I live, I'm going to be working for your life and your future, for your children to come. That's my religious assignment. God didn't make me the man I am just to preach religion. God made me the man I am to be a Moses for a new people. And we are going to see the promised land.
Be sure and join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim Society Leader. For more on the ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois.